listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
All right, let's have a chat with our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens. We're going to talk all things Packers. First of all, Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, the Packers have had 2 weeks of extreme ups and extreme downs, to say the least, after the Chiefs win and then the Giants loss, Mike. What a swing.
Well, and it started with the week before that, when on Thanksgiving in huge prime time, a game that drew over 35 million viewers, set records in terms of ratings. You beat the Lions, tough team there. And then you beat the Chiefs, and then, of course, people will say, oh, look at, I mean, both those teams have had losses since then, too, so maybe they're on the decline. Now, whatever. Those were the two most important games of the season, because, you know what? It said that this young group of Packers, they can do it. They can put together a game like that.
Right.
And as you build toward, you know, getting better each week, learning lessons along the way, and, you know, getting set up for next season. I mean, you're on schedule. You're on schedule.
Right.
The Giants game, you know, I swear I had a sense, and I even asked LaFleur a question about this midweek, because I know that the defensive coordinator of the Giants gets into Matt LaFleur's head. His name is Wink Martindale.
Mm-hmm.
His actual name is Don, but they nicknamed him, you know, after the game show.
The old tic-tac-toe host, yeah.
Wink. The same guy, yeah, who was an L.A. disc jockey that got, you know, game shows on TV. A lot of guys did that. Anyway, this guy just makes little tweaks and little adjustments that can just mess up, you know, your offense. And one of the things that I saw that he did was he widened his defensive ends, which shut down anything that the Packers were trying to do on the outside. And then Jordan Love, he just had a bad night. And they're saying at the end of the day, footwork. And that's a basic thing that they can say about, you know, quarterbacks that have a bad day. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers stressed that you've got to plant your feet in order to get your accuracy and to get the most, you know, torque with your passes. And I think Jordan got a little foot loose and fancy free and got outside of his, because he threw six or seven bad footballs. Also, it was windy. Well, it was windy there for Tommy Cutlets, too, the Tommy DeVito kid, you know, from New Jersey, grew up 12 miles from the stadium, but he didn't pass that much. You know, they had some really smart plays that picked up the yards, and they took advantage of the field. Packers had some turnovers, too. You know, I think they had three turnovers by the end of the night. One was a interception. One was a fumble by Jordan, and, you know, the Giants were able to take advantage of that. So coming out of that game, though, here's some news. You know that Aaron Jones has been dealing with an MCL, and that started about 4 weeks ago. And yesterday he said he's had like four or five MCL sprains since 2017. He's already been here like 7 years. It's gone by fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Aaron Jones said, we said, is this similar? Is this the same knee? He said, no, I've actually had MCLs in both my knees, including when I was in college at UTEP.
Jeez.
He said, the last one I had was attached to the femur. This one's a little more complicated. It's connected to the tibula. Like, oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
And he's trying to get back on the field within 3 or 4 weeks of that. So to add to that, A.J. Dillon started off kind of slow. The last 2 months has had a great season, I think, in terms of his carries, being a good check-down receiver for Jordan Love over the middle. On like the second to last play when the Packers had the ball Monday night in New York, he carried the ball. A linebacker came, took his helmet, crushed his hand, broke his right thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, you know, you played some football. Can you carry it in your left hand or your right hand? You can't be an NFL ball carrier and only have one hand. So that means their running game consists of, you know, Patrick Taylor and another guy that they picked up off the street a couple of weeks ago. That's greatly going to, unless Aaron Jones tries to get back out there, but I imagine he would be limited in Sunday's game.
Yeah, this is the time of the year where we're just picking up body parts and just pasting them, yes, and duct taping them back together. And get out there.
Yeah.
Get out. Broken hand? What about the other one?
Right.
Why can't you use that one? Tampa Bay comes in on Sunday. This is a team they're leading their division now, Tampa Bay. I think they're 6-7, and they're leading their division, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's the NFC North, you know.
Yeah.
They played the Falcons last week, and Falcons put up over 400 yards of offense and still lost the game. Because Joe, you know something? This Tampa Bay roster, they still got about 8 or 9 good football players that still have a Super Bowl ring when Tom Brady was there. A lot of those guys are also on the injury report this week. But they've got a lot of veterans on defense. They're a team that manages to, you know, if they can flip a turnover or something, then they can score. But the guys like Vita Vea, who I think is one of the best defensive linemen I've ever seen, big nose tackle, he did not participate in practice again yesterday. He's dealing with a toe injury. Devin White, linebacker, foot. He's trying to come back. Carlton Davis, one of the veteran corners, did not participate because of a groin injury. So a lot of these guys that got that Super Bowl ring are trying to get back on the field after that game on the carpet in Atlanta. Chris Goodwin got one of their wide receivers as well. The key is this. Baker Mayfield didn't throw any picks and only 144 yards, I think, of passing, but he was efficient, and they were able to – they got a big turnover late in the game, and they were able to score, get a touchdown, and they beat Atlanta. Like 29-25. That's the way most of their wins have been this year. And so if the Packers can get some turnovers on those guys. Packers need to do a better job than that. I think they only have like 15 takeaways this season. And yeah, they're ranked toward the bottom in terms of getting interceptions.
Noon kick on Sunday. Microcosm of the NFL last night when you had the Raiders last week who couldn't do anything against the Vikings, didn't score a point, didn't even try a field goal. And then last night, O'Connell is the next coming of Tom Brady. They score 60 points.
Yeah, I think there's going to be an opening for head coach at the Chargers pretty soon.
Jeez.
What was it, like 42-0 at halftime?
Oh, my gosh.
And actually, Antonio Pierce, the interim head coach of the Raiders, I actually think he took his foot off the gas toward the end there because they could have set like some NFL records if they'd kept rolling. But, yeah, Devontae Adams looked great. They had 8 different guys on the Raiders score touchdowns. That beat some record that goes back in the 1950s.
Yeah, and the week before, they couldn't do anything. They couldn't do anything against the Vikings. Nothing.
Yeah. No, this head coach, he's out. We could get an office pool and say by 10 o'clock he'll be gone today. pick your minute when the news right. breaks.
By the time this
ends. That's just a horrible, that team has just quit on them. They have to. That's got to be the bottom line.
Yeah, let's talk a little before we let you go. I want to know what's going on with Giannis and that whole game ball situation up there. Because that was, I've never seen him be so emphatic and just really runs down the tunnel after this guy who has the game ball. Was it just a misunderstanding or what was going on there?
Right. All right, so let's set the scene. It's the Bucks at home against the Indiana Pacers. A week before, the Bucks were in that special NBA in-season tournament, and they thought they were going to win the thing, and then they were one and done that first night. They got outpaced by the Pacers, who beat them quite decisively. And so, the Pacers have beat them 3 out of the last 5 times these two teams have met. Now they get the Pacers at home, and their shots are hot. Damian Lillard had set a personal record in terms of 3 points, but they beat him like 140-126, and Coach Griffin brought back Giannis into the game because the Pacers had gotten within 10 points, so he brought him back into the game. Well, Giannis just went nuts, and he scored 64 points, breaking the franchise record set by Michael Redd about 2011 or so. Mm-hmm. After the game, Giannis, like, okay, I've set a franchise record. That's one of my goals that I want to have here as a Milwaukee Bucket. Won a final, and now I've scored the most points in the game. He goes over there to the Pacers bench and says, I want the ball. And an assistant coach of the Pacers is there, and you see him kind of in the video. Bally Sports Wisconsin did a great job of shooting this. He starts slithering away because the Pacers wanted the ball for one of their young players that had scored his first NBA points. And the Giannis sees this guy start taking off with the game ball, chases him down the tunnel, and then, you know, there's other Buck players in there, and there's yelling and shouting and swearing. And the ball that they eventually hand over to Giannis, he takes and says, this isn't a game ball. He just gave me a ball. It's a new ball. Here's what we know. There's actually 3 game balls for every game. Oh. And before the game, the 2 refs take a look at them, feel them, and they decide, okay, this one is the game ball. And there's 2 reserves. You know, who knows? Who knows if they actually gave him the real game ball or not? But that'll be one of the great mysteries for years to come.
Oh, the stresses of the season wear on these athletes, and we see them. We see Giannis has been really good, but we see guys like Draymond from
Draymond Green from the Golden State Warriors.
Just flip. Well, I mean, this guy's got some serious issues, and he's just flipping.
Oh yeah.
Out.
Oh man. Yeah, he smacked a famous player in the head the other night, and he's now suspended indefinitely. But listen, I love this. I love that Giannis, even though he's just signed something for $250 million. That he cares about a souvenir of most points scored to break the franchise record. That he cares about basketball first, and that kind of emotion, it's that little boy in him, and he deserved that game ball. You're in my house, give me the damn ball. I love that about him.
Yeah, Mike, thank you so much. We appreciate you. We'll look for you on the sidelines of the Green Bay game on Sunday. Okay.
Thank you, pal.
Yeah, have a great day. Mike Clemens, he's our 98Q sports reporter. He joins us each Friday to chat a little sports here on 98Q.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Overseas terror in Europe. 11 suspects linked to Hamas under arrest in Denmark, the Netherlands, and Germany, accused of trying to target Jews. Prince Harry winning his phone hacking lawsuit against a British tabloid publisher. A court today ruling the company behind the Daily Mirror targeted Harry's own phone. He'll get nearly $200,000 in damages.
This was never about the money. This was about taking on the big newspaper groups in the UK, the big publishers of the tabloids. And now he's won against the Mirror Group newspaper. It will give him a spring in his step for all those other cases.
Chris Shipp, a royal editor at ITV News. And court watching this morning in the Georgia election interference case, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows going to court, trying to appeal the charges against him, while former Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani could learn how much he'll have to pay to election workers for falsely claiming they committed fraud. This is ABC News. It's that time of the year when you really need to watch the calendar to make sure all your holiday shipments get around on time. If you're shipping FedEx Ground, they need to go out today in order to be there by Christmas, and tomorrow if the deadline, if you're using the post office's Ground Advantage service. It's an early Christmas for Dodgers fans, though, after the team officially introduced their $700 million man, Shohei Ohtani.
Between now and 2033, the Dodgers will pay Ohtani a total of $20 million. The Dodgers are deferring the remaining $680 million until 2034, when Ohtani will get yearly $68 million installments until 2043. ESPN reports the unusual structure was Ohtani's idea and will give the Dodgers enough salary space to sign other players. All that for a player who won't pitch until 2025 after undergoing an arm surgery back in September.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert, Ohtani's jersey setting a record for the most sold in the first 48 hours of any sport. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is approving $1 billion for all kinds of projects across Wisconsin, including refurbishing local wastewater and stormwater infrastructure. Evers says the spending will modernize Wisconsin's infrastructure and state agency operations. Online shoppers should look out for scam artists. Courtney Ann Clam is a fraud expert with AARP Wisconsin. She says it's clear more people need to learn the red flags.
We talk about ads on social media. It's sometimes really difficult to discern if that's real or not. You know, the landscape is always shifting. People are maybe not keeping up as much as they should be on some of those new tactics.
She says only 28% passed a recent AARP quiz about warning signs for shopping and gift card scams. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media. When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers A.J. Dillon is injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' popular running back, A.J. Dillon, is dealing with a broken thumb. It happened on one of the final plays against the Giants on Monday. That means that Patrick Taylor will get more snaps at running back, but he's made some mistakes getting out of bounds to save time on the clock.
As a running back, your coach preaches, like, you know, fighting for extra yards and things like that. It's extremely hard not to stay in bounds and start to try to fight for extra yards, but in situations such as that one, with it being about like 24 seconds left, got to get out of bounds right there.
The Badgers basketball team won at home against Jacksonville State 75-60. Greg Gard on Jacksonville's head coach, Ray Harper.
You know, Jacksonville, I don't think we give enough credit for how they tried to play us, really jamming things up, gapping up, sending the double team, you know, and Coach Harper's been doing it for a long time. So you could just watch how, watching film, we were going to have to really work.
That's Wisconsin's head coach, Greg Gard. For sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Celebrate the holidays at Panesia Oriental Market in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Spend $50 and get a $10 gift card for your next visit. Treat yourself or stuff a stocking with flavorful surprises from our diverse selection of fresh fish, luncheon meats, fruits, snacks, pastas, and more. Join us for our global culinary journey with most new items added based on your suggestions. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Welcome EB and Food Share customers. Grab this offer until 12:31 and let the festive feasting begin. And happy holidays from Panesia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center Complex, just down from Subway and by Park Falls True Value Hardware in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, rain in the area. Highs top out near 38 degrees and winds will be fairly light. Tonight, rain becomes mixed with snow, changing over to all snow at some point after midnight. A dusting of wet snow possible by Saturday morning. Lows drop to 28. Winds southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, rain and snow tapers off to just some patchy drizzle by afternoon. Otherwise cloudy, highs head back to 38. Winds remain southeast, 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Then lows head back down to 28 on Saturday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 36.
All right. Good morning, everybody. And Big G here from 98Q Country. And it's my pleasure to have a couple guests in here from the Friends of the Fifield Fire Department. This is a great organization. They raise money for the Fifield Fire Department to purchase all kinds of equipment and so forth. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about a big event coming up here tomorrow, this Saturday. And Samantha and Brandy, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I know you ladies have been involved in the Friends of the Fifield Fire Department, and we've got a great event coming up tomorrow night.
Yes, we do.
All right. I guess it starts, what does it start, around 11 o'clock?
11 o'clock starts okay. Our chili feed and hot dog feed and kids' crafts and games.
So it's tomorrow during the day, not tomorrow night. So correct. I misspoke on that. So, yeah, tomorrow 11, we're going to start with some homemade chili, hot dogs, and bring down the little ones.
Yep,
yeah, we got have a bite to eat.
Christmas crafts and a few Christmas games, and then Santa arrives at noon.
Oh boy,
with that'll his be little exciting. Elf.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can bring your kids, they can talk to Santa.
Get last their pictures taken.
Last minute pictures, Christmas ideas. Get great.
Get their last minute gift ideas in to Santa and his elf.
Yep, and this is going to be at the Fifield Fire Hall.
Correct.
And then we got a movie at right around 2:30.
2:30, yes.
And I know you can give us a little, couple of little hints about the movie, but we're not going to tell you what the movie is. And I know that that you your group has been involved in doing movies since June.
Correct.
So just tell us a little bit about that. I don't know if a whole lot of people know about that, but it's a great, great time, great weekend to come watch a movie.
So. We received a movie license, so now once a month since June, July, we've been playing a free movie for the community, and we'd like to continue it and hope that everybody comes on down whenever they have a chance. Movie's always free, concessions always available, donations are always welcome.
Well, super. And so it's tomorrow at the fire hall, right in Fifield there, right on Highway 13. And show up at 11 o'clock, right? That's when you start serving your food.
Yep.
And then you got crafts, you said, and decorate holiday cookies and some fun games over there also.
Absolutely. All right. For the kids.
All right. And then for the movie there, they can bring a bag chair, bring a blanket.
Oh, yeah. We've got folding chairs available, but comfier chairs are more than welcome to be brought.
And I understand you got some popcorn concessions there also.
Oh, yep. Absolutely. And we didn't forget about the parents. We've got big basket raffles, something for everyone.
Donated from all our wonderful businesses around Fifield.
Yeah, great.
Kids baskets, and adult baskets, something for everyone.
A 50-50 raffle.
50-50 raffle, super. And then I was talking a little bit before we came on here about where all these fundraising efforts go. And Brandy said you were working towards a kind of an ultimate goal with some equipment. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, our ultimate goal with our fundraising right now is we're trying to raise funds for a new tender. And most of you may know that our tender truck hauls water to a fire. And it's very helpful, especially in our rural area, where when we have people out in the country that don't have fire hydrants nearby, we need those tenders to bring us water. So they're very, very important. Ours is getting pretty old and a little leaky, so we're raising the funds to buy a new one.
Okay, and how long does the movie night go then? It's once a month, is my understanding?
Once a month.
Third weekend every month, third Saturday of the month.
So we'll be going all throughout the whole year then?
Yep, and in the summertime, we do have a brand new 200-inch
outdoor screen. Yep. So come on down in the summertime for the big screen.
Boy, I bet you'll be able to see that from Ogama.
Oh, yes.
All right, well, thank you, ladies, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you.
Thanks for having us.
Get on down to the fire hall in Fifield, 11 o'clock tomorrow for some great food. And check out the crafts and holiday cookies, the games for the kids. And then 2:30 movie. Santa and his elves are going to be there from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
Yep. Absolutely. And then 2:30, our free movie. And it's a good one. It's about the big man himself and how he got started. So come on down and check it out.
Super. Well, thank you, ladies. You have a nice day. And again, thank you for being part of a great organization there and raising funds for the community and taking care of the Fifield and the surrounding communities.
Absolutely. Our pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
You betcha. You have a good day.
Thanks. You as well.
All right.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin warmly extends holiday cheer to all. Step into our festive holiday dining area and join us for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year celebration in our winter wonderland. Limited spots are available for cozy Christmas parties. Secure your reservation by calling 715-762-4447. Explore our delightful gift certificates, perfect for last-minute holiday presents. And keep an eye out for the unveiling of our exciting New Year's weekend food specials. Lisa and Terry and their devoted team send heartfelt holiday greetings from Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big reindeer.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Oh, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
Country. Well, we have not given you shopping show savings, so let's do that this week. You never know what Big G and Austin are going to discount or give you savings on. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is the savings. It is the wild and wackiness of the 98Q Country shopping show with Big G and
Austin. Take it away, gentlemen.
All right. I need the studio audience queued up here. Joe, we got some new businesses on the shopping show today.
Brand new. We need a... Oh, hang on.
We need some applause here. Are they sleeping?
Timpani's rolling.
All right. So maybe they're taking after Austin here for a minute.
Timpani's rolling. Austin's got black coffee and he's ready to go.
He's ready to go, huh?
Yep. Eyes
all right,
open
so we're
going to
start out with our new businesses.
All right, let's do it.
We've got Panasia Oriental Market. They're located right over here in the Southside Shopping Center, right by True Value, just down from Subway there. And, man, they got a special deal going on here for Christmas. You spend $50 in there. All right. You spend $50 in there, and they'll give you a $10 gift card for your next visit. They got all kinds of luncheon meats, snacks there, pasta. They've got all kinds of fresh fish and specialty drinks. And she's always adding special items to that store all the time. April and Henry there and the two boys there run that store. And she's always bringing in great items. And if you got something that you want, see in that store, go in and see April and make a suggestion. And she can probably, if she can find it, she'll get it for you. So great place over there. Great place to get all your groceries and stuff over there. So go over and see her. And again, we got the special deal going on for Christmas is spend $50 in the store and get a $10 gift card towards your next visit.
And if you spot him, be sure to say hi to Milo behind the counter.
Yeah, Milo, yep. You got to forget about Milo, yep.
I visited Panasia a few times. That's a good place.
All right. So we got certificates on the show today. And they're $10 certificates. And we're going to sell those for $6. One per caller, please. From all Panasia right. Oriental Market. Another new business. We're going to go over to Hayward. Downtown Hayward, right on Railroad Avenue there, the Lakewood Cafe. Welcome them to the shopping show. And we've got certificates from them. Try their chicken tender cheese melt sandwich. Excellent. I had that over there the other day. Got a huge menu over there, a variety of great menu items. And we've got the $20 certificate on the show today, and we'll sell that for $12. One per caller, please. Again, it's the Lakewood Cafe. Downtown Hayward. All right, what do you got next there, Austin?
I've got the Five Senses over in Phillips. They specialize in quality gourmet cookware, foods, and cutlery with a unique wine selection, children's books and toys, artwork, and homemade jewelry. They're located in the restored 1920s fire station under the Phillips Water Tower. I may have a very generous certificate good towards anything in the store with a value of $10, and we will sell it to you for $6.
All right, we've got Home Healthy RX. This is the Home Healthy RX. They're located on 2nd Avenue here in Park Falls. It's the area they do area basement waterproofing. Is a specialist there, waterproofing specialist. I think his name's Barry. Specializing in working with seals and drain tile as well as ventilation and other basement solutions. We've got a certificate here. It's worth $500 towards a suite airflow service. Includes both new vent fan installation and mold mitigation and measures. And it's a $500 certificate, so if you'd like to get that service done, we're going to knock $200 off that today. And we're going to sell that $500 certificate for $300 from Home Healthy RX right here in Park Falls. Number to call is 608-222-9050. Or you can visit their website. So again, $500 from Home Healthy RX certificate, and we'll sell it for $300 today. One per caller, please. Ashton Honda Toyota, located on Lakeshore Drive, right up there in Ashton. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for service. Schedule your service online or by phone. We accommodate your busy schedule. They've got competitive pricing, shuttle service available. And we've got a $40 certificate today, and we're going to sell that for $24. One per caller, please. Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill. Located on Colony Road W in Phillips there. Got Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday is steak night. Friday got a great Parmesan-crusted cod, beer-battered fish fry. And they got a late-night happy hour starting at 8 o'clock there at Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill. And great house recipe pizzas as well. We've got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $6 at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill, where it's never a question whether or not there's entertainment. But who's playing this weekend?
All right.
I actually found Badger's Den while I was out on a drive yesterday.
You did, huh? Okay.
I didn't stop in yet.
All right.
But I did find them. So at least
he's got a great great pizza and great food out there. Got quite a wings there on Wednesday.
Looking
very
forward
good,
to stopping so there.
All right. You can take the next one. I know you're familiar with them.
Absolutely. We've got the Big Dipper over on Shady Knoll Road in Park Falls, where they feature live entertainment every Sunday. And on Wednesdays, they've got rotating home-cooked specials with a Friday fish fry with deep-fried cod or walleye, which includes coleslaw, bread, and choice of home-cooked hand-cut fries, homemade potato chips, or potato salad. You can also check out their log cabin historic dining experience. We have a certificate with a value of $20, and we will sell it to you for $12.
All right. Another great place to eat right down by in Phillips there, right next to A&W, Burgers Bar and Grill. They've got great burgers, over 30 different varieties of burgers. They got 5 different variations of hand-cut fries. Got great yippee-ki-yay steak night on Thursday night. Friday is in Parmesan crusted cod fish fry. Saturday is barbecue day. You can have some of their barbecue over there. And tonight, Madrigal dinner over there with the Northwoods Players going to be over there tonight, the Madrigals. So looking forward to that. It starts at 6:30. We got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $6. One per caller, please. Some Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips. CarQuest Auto Parts right here in Park Falls. Get all your parts, accessories, and get polished there, battery tenders, all kinds of stuff there. And they got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12. One per caller, please.
Remember, our number to call is 715-762-3221. And you can find us online at 98qcountry.com.
All right. Well said, Austin. Wamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls, also on Main Street up there in Ashland. Man, you walk through the store there, it's filled with recliners, sectionals, 3 floors of furniture, dining sets, 2-sided mattresses. And we've got maybe a rug on the show today. It's a 7x5-foot rug, right in your home, cabin. If you like, it's gray, silver, and charcoal. It's a $200 value. We're going to sell that for $100 today from Shawangwin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls. Again, if you want to see this rug, it's on our website, 98qcountry.com, and you can stop in to Shawangwin Home Furnishings.
Yeah, I've been hyping up their 3 floors of furniture so much, I'm actually have to stop by and take a look.
You betcha, yep. This is a new business, fairly new business, Cowgirl Daisy Boutique. Right attached to Fights Ice Cream and Barbecue there, the Western wear, other clothing, as well as coffee mugs. I do custom-made coffee mugs and custom-made designed apparel there. Just go down and see Kendra and give her your idea, and she can make it come to life. So, and they got a, what do they got here? We've got, they've got a crazy corner there with all kinds of different merchandise in, so stop in and see them. Like I said, they're right next to Fights Ice Cream, right downtown there. And we've got $25 certificate here towards a custom coffee mug. Be a great, Christmas is coming just around the corner here.
Absolutely.
And we've got it's a $25 value. Get your custom-made coffee mug. It's a $25 value, and we're going to sell those for $15. It's one per customer, please, from the Cowgirl Daisy Boutique. All right. Mainstay, what's been on the shopping show for a long time, is Double D's Pub and Pizza. They're located right in downtown Butternut. I know, Austin, you've probably been practicing this. I know you've been practicing all year and stuff, so we'll see if you've gotten any better at this. So we're going to do like a 3-2-1 countdown. And then I might even bring Brianna in here to try it, but we'll see.
That look just told us maybe not.
Maybe not today. All right, here we go. 3-2-1. Double D's. Hey, you're getting better.
I'm working on the volume control now.
All right. They got several specialty. They got a lot of specialty pizzas there. They've got tacos. Wednesdays, they've got spaghetti. Friday, try their baked cod. And we've got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those up for $12 today. One per caller, please. Some Double D's Pub and Pizza on 2nd Avenue and Butternut. All right, Elk River Custom Rods, they have a seasonal item which is off the show for now, so we'll hopefully get them back here next spring. So, I'll let you take the next one, because I know you know how to pronounce that now.
Oh, boy. We have El Cavanzo Mexican restaurant in Phillips, where they have authentic Mexican food as well as a variety of American dishes. They've got house specialties, including stuffed avocado, chili poblano, or you can try one of their volcano bowls. And you can't forget about Taco Tuesday with $1.49 margaritas. And be sure to top it all off with some deep-fried ice cream. You can carry out or dine in, and please call ahead for seating availability. The certificate is restricted to the Phillips location only, and is a general food certificate for food only with a value of $10. We will sell it to you for $6.
All right, the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio, located right downtown there on Main Street Butternuts, a quaint little gallery there owned by Kelly Meredith, and you can stop in there and see all the beautiful murals by Kelly, as well as unique artwork displayed by several other area artists. Perks provide handcrafted jewelry, stained glass, and paintings as well. $25 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those all for $12. One per caller, please. The Filling Station, located in the old ice cream shop in Butternut. Got great signature sandwiches, station lattes, or try the station affogato, which, Austin, I know you know what that is.
I do. I actually tried it. That is butternut pecan ice cream with espresso poured over it.
Very good, huh? You tried that, huh?
I did. That was good.
Was it good? All right, I can try the garlic roast beef sandwich, which is my favorite. They also got all kinds of Wisconsin-based gift items there, popcorn dips, dessert mixes, pretzels, and more. Text order to Kim at 715-661-8539. And find their complete menu on Facebook. We got certificate good towards food or merchandise. $10 certificates. We'll sell those out for $6. One per caller, please. Going to take a short drive over to Home Slice Pizza on Serrano Road in Mercer there. They got sell pizza by the slice or the pie. Also serve salads, soups, wings, many delicious sides. $20 certificate on the show today. We'll sell it out for $12 today. Impact Cleaning. They're located here in Park Falls. Professionals performing carpet clean, air duct clean, upholstery clean, disaster mediation, odor removal, power washing, sewage cleanup, complete trash outs, fire, smoke, remediation. We'll work with any insurance company. Certificate good towards carpet clean, upholstery clean, air duct cleaning. At $75 value, we'll sell it out for $45 a day from Impact Cleaning. One per caller, please.
It's a heck of a list of wonderful services.
It is. You betcha. Island City Lanes and Lounge on Highway 51 in Minocqua. They've got a great 12 nice, real nice oil bowling lanes there, computerized scoring. They got a pro shop in the lounge, $3 tacos. Thursday's peel and eat shrimp. Got a great Friday fish fry. They serve lunch and dinner daily, and they offer birthday party package as well and hold tournaments over there. We've got a certificate good for anything, the bowling, the pro shop, the lounge, food and drink. $20 certificates. We'll sell those out for $12 today. One per caller, please. Island City Lanes and Lounge in Minocqua. All right, I'll let you take the next one there.
All righty, we're going over to Jack's Corner Bar here in Park Falls, where you can find a deep fried chicken special every day. Thursdays are burger nights. Friday fish fry with a salad bar. And Saturday pork and dumpling special and prime rib with the salad bar. Sunday you can enjoy breakfast all day. We have a general food and beverage certificate with a value of $20, and we'll sell it to you for $12.
Yeah, thanks to Jack's Corner Bar for being the sponsor of our Saturday morning polka show, and also open now Mondays for Mexican Mondays. Vanessa will make a Mexican dish, plus they have tacos with all the fixings on Mondays. So,
well, now I may need to check.
Great place to eat. Yep.
It is a great place to eat. I've been there many times.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I've heard a lot of people say very good things about their fish.
You bet. Yep, I had a fish fry there last Friday. It was delicious. So,
ooh.
All right, Jen's Butternut Cafe. Speaking of great places to eat, this is another great place to eat right off of Highway 13 now. And she's got homemade bread every day, Kiss My Grits Thursday, two eggs smothered and grits, choice of meat, Friday fish fry, grilled deep fried cod, or try their bluegill basket. They also have a full menu, general certificates valued at $10. We'll sell those out for $6, one per caller, please, from the Jen's Butternut Cafe in Butternut, of course. All right, John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill. They're located at the intersections of 13 and 111, just 3 miles south of Phillips there. He's got great, the home of the original Smash Burger. He's got a Smash Taco there, great food over there, great camaraderie. Friday fish fry, all for under like $13. And also he's got the, John never skimps on the cheese. Everything has at least three pieces of cheese in it, so. And you can follow him on Facebook. We got general certificates on the show today. $20 will sell those out for $12. One per caller, please. From John's Female Bar, 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill, located right at the intersection of Highway 13 and 111.
And I know I've talked about their curd smasher quite a bit, but it is that good.
The curd smasher, okay.
That is personal recommendation.
Yeah, he's got, you won't leave the table or bar hungry there.
No, you will not.
All right, Lakewoods Resort and Cable there. They're located near Lakeside Dining. I'm on Lake Nemecagon. They got an Icelandic cod, Friday fish fry, or walleye, and try their fabulous Sunday buffet. General certificates, $20. These cannot be used on special event buffets. And we'll sell those out for $12 today from Lakewoods Resort in Cable. One per caller, please. You can take the next one if you want.
Alrighty, we've got Meister's Bar and Grill over in Phillips, where you can enjoy lunch, dinner, and burgers every day. You can also dine in or carry out or enjoy an original Meister burger out on the patio. You can also place your order online at meistersbarandgrill.com. And be sure to try one of their great sandwiches, like the mushroom cheesesteak or the crispy chicken. And they also have wraps like chicken bacon ranch or chicken Caesar wrap. And the grill is always open. We have a certificate with a value of $20, and we will sell it to you for $12.
All right. As long as you're rolling along, why don't you go ahead and take the next one, too?
All righty. We're going to Northern Lights in the Lanes over on Highway 13 here in Park Falls, where they've got great food and specials every day, from pizzas, sandwiches, wings, fish fries, and more. They also offer bowling and two golf simulators. We have here a bowling party special, which includes 1 hour bowling for 5 kids, 1 16-inch pizza, and 2 pitchers of soda at the value of $40, and we will sell it for $28.
All right, Park Falls Family Restaurant, Jesus and Josephine over there. A menu too big to decide half the time.
It is.
Menu
is huge. I was there yesterday, and sometimes you just need to take like 10 minutes just to figure out what you want. If you have somebody else with you, maybe get 2 different things that you want and split them in half.
Well, I had the 2 eggs, the 2 French toast, and the bacon over there. And then, you get breakfast, lunch, dinner anytime there. So that's great. So they're open 7 a.m. 7 days a week, and starting next week on the 18th, they're gonna have from 7 to 2 o'clock. Ooh. Anybody that comes in there from the 18th through Christmas is gonna get 10% off on their meal over there. So you'll be hearing about that next week. And if it's senior citizens or veterans, they're gonna get another 10% off. So they're going to get 20% off for senior citizens and veterans.
I mean, bring my grandma and my dad, a senior and a veteran.
There you go. Yep. So we got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $6. One per caller, please.
All right. We're going to take a break here. It was a big weekend for me, by the way. For the first time ever, took advantage of a senior discount. Look at me. Huh? 55 plus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I felt old, but... Well, the money felt good. So we'll get more Shopping Show savings to you in just a moment.
Embrace winter at J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Discover fly racing snowmobile riding gear for the entire family, along with top-notch helmets. Explore Chilton trailers and power up with a new Jiffy Ice Auger. We're your trusted sales and service dealer for all power sports and marine equipment. Visit us on Highway 182 and check out our Performance Power Sports Showroom at Sugarbush Road inside the Sugarbush Bar. And yes, the bar is open. And J&A Services Marine and Power Sports is your home for quality and experienced service.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Experience the best at Panasia Oriental Market, open the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Spend $50 or more in December and receive a $10 gift card for your next visit. Treat yourself to the diverse selection of fresh fish, luncheon meats, fruit, snacks, pastas, and more. Embark on a culinary adventure with most items added based on your suggestions. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Welcome in EB and Food Share customers. So hurry in now to Panasia Oriental Market for this great offer, valid until December 31st. And find them in the Southside Shopping Center complex, just down from Subway and by Park Falls True Value Hardware in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
All right, a more shopping show savings with Austin and Big G. Here we go.
All right, rolling right along here. Patchouli Garden. They're located right on Division Street there in Park Falls next to the Park Mall. Got a variety of homemade bath and body products right in the store. They make over 300 products right there in the store. Also got CBD oil, essential oil, supplements are available. Store is filled with great gift ideas. Christmas coming up here, so I got homemade soy candles. They've got over 60 fragrances available. You got your greeting cards, unique items, even Park Falls souvenirs there. You can shop in-store online or at their website at patchouligarden.org. Also have products featured on Amazon and Walmart as well. And we've got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $12, one per caller, please. Phillips Cafe, a great place, mainstay in Phillips, right down Main Street, downtown Phillips there. Great portions, the large portions of great tasting food, served by a staff that treats you like family. And they also do catering. Give them a call, 715-339-3232. And we got $5 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $3. One per caller, please, from the Phillips Cafe. Ridge Runners. They're located right Main Street there in Butternut, Wisconsin. Their kitchen hours 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 on Friday, 11 a.m. to close on Saturday. And they got great smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak, all the meats right fresh from farm to table, right from Heritage Meats right next door there. Or sink your teeth in the half-pound Haggis burger. And we got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12, and they now have fresh cheese curds available.
Ooh. Now I have to go back.
All right. The Rocky Road Boutique. They're located right on Phillips there on Highway 13. They've got great trendy clothing for special ladies in your life at affordable prices. Women's sizes small to 3X. Carry a wide variety of brands, including Can-Can jeans, Appers Avenue hoodies, Blowfish shoes, which are sunglasses. Also seasonal items like Cupshe swimsuits, children's and men's swimwear as well. Both locations carry a ton of accessories, including jewelry, purses, footwear, and more to help you complete that perfect ensemble. Certificates redeemable both for Stetsonville location and Phillips. And it's a $20 certificate. We'll sell that for $12, one per customer, please.
Yeah, to specify that the blenders were sunglasses, because 90-acre country does not condone wearing blenders on your face. But if you do it, tag us on Facebook.
Make sure you leave it unplugged, too.
Oh, yes, always unplugged. We are all about safety.
All right, let's take the next one there.
All right, we're going over to the Roundup in Park Falls, where you can find a Friday fish fry with deep fried or broiled haddock or shrimp, or you can try one of their combo platters, such as the broiled haddock and chicken, or chicken and shrimp, plus quite a few we don't have listed here. They have great bar baskets and sandwiches and burgers. You can also try their baked baby reds for $20. Their baked baby reds. We have a $20 general food and beverage certificate. We'll sell it to you for $12. They are not charging $20 for the baby reds, I promise. Everything's just all bunched up together.
All right, St. Vincent's de Paul. They're located right on Lake Avenue and Phillips there, right downtown. This is the store that drives the outreach program for assistance to families given in need. Your purchase goes right back to help those in the community. Donations are welcome. St. Vincent's appreciates a call prior to drop-off at 715-339-6979. Browse a large selection of items. New items arriving daily. General certificate, $10 certificate. We'll sell it all for $6. As usual, one per caller, please. The Trade Post, they're located right across the New Forward Bank here in Park Falls. They buy and sell quality items. They also specialize in rare coins and jewelry. They've got a variety of tools, electronics, collectibles, all kinds of stuff in the store for sale there. Put some money in your pockets. Go see Tom or Jane. See what they can offer for you for your items. And call the Trade Post, 715-518-9271. $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those off for $6, and they're good for anything in a store except coins and jewelry. Trailside Bar and Grill. They're located right on Highway 13 in Phillips, or you can come right off the trail there. I believe it's Trail 220. And they've got great, great Friday night fish fry. You can choose some perch, haddock, jumbo shrimp, or poor man's. Got sensational burgers made with fresh meat right from Country Sausage there in Phillips. Daily specials, fun and friendly atmosphere, host pool leagues, dart leagues. And get general food and drink certificates today, $10 certificates. We'll sell those out for $6 today, one per customer, please, in the Trailside Bar and Grill in Phillips. All right, you can take the next one there.
All righty, we're going over to Vici's Pub here in Park Falls. We can stop in for great homemade pizzas, sub sandwiches, half-pound all-beef dogs, and baked appetizers. You can also enjoy specialty drinks, including coconut margaritas, vodka barrels, gin drinks, tap and craft beers, and you can see Facebook for their latest menu updates. You can also sit on the patio, which is dog-friendly. The weather here is somewhat holding, so that patio is still viable.
Not bad day, you know, and you got a roof over it, so you don't have to worry about the rain. So
absolutely, you can hang out with your favorite friends.
Yep.
You can also dine in or carry out, and we have here your general certificate, the value of $20, and we'll sell it to you for $12.
All right, Oiga's Auto and Truck Center, located right on Highway 13 in Phillips there. They do towing almost 24 hours a day. You can call them at 715-339-3313. Got a complete body shop there. All insurance work is welcome. Also got some great quality inspected vehicles on the lot there for sale, and great service department as well. Yeah, we got a certificate good towards anything, basically, in the service department towing. $20 certificate. We'll sell it out for $12 today. One per caller, please.
And as always, the number to call is 715-762-3221. And you can find us online at 98qcountry.com.
And if you or your business wants to be part of our shopping show, you can give us a call here at 715-762-3221. And call me, Big G, at 715-492-2654. Email me at Greg, G-R-E-G-G, dot Griesel, G-R-I-E-S-E-L, at civicmedia.us.
And any complaints can be directed to our traffic director, Brianne, at the desk.
And tune in Monday morning for updates on the Austin Big G dance-off at this weekend's Civic Media Holiday Party.
Oh, that's right. We got that.
I keep forgetting about that.
Hoping there will be video. All right, guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. It's 9:56. Title Town Report coming up, and John St. John awaits in the wings.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holodeal. That's right, Holla Deals. Staples Holla Deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples Holla Deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23 in store only. See associate for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, rain in the area. Highs top out near 38 degrees, and winds will be fairly light. Tonight, rain becomes mixed with snow, changing over to all snow at some point after midnight. A dusting of wet snow possible by Saturday morning. Lows drop to 28. Wind southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, rain and snow tapers off to just some patchy drizzle by afternoon. Otherwise cloudy, highs head back to 38. Winds remain southeast, 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Then lows head back down to 28 on Saturday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 37.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar, garlic pork, and pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar.